Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. This is Ariel Strawman from Verdal, Norway, and I'm happy to share some thoughts and scriptures on the Daily Devotion channel this week. So may the Lord just have his way and speak to our hearts. Just want to say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your spirit, for your leading, for your guidance. Thank you, Lord, for giving breath in our lungs, Lord, and a voice that we can praise you with, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all my precious brothers and sisters all around the world, Lord, and any body of people that you have brought together, Lord. May you also, Lord, just bless this little short session, Lord, and the thoughts and the testimonies you laid on my heart to share, Lord. I just pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a thought. It's actually from one verse in Psalms 138. When you can read it, it's Psalms 138, verse 3. And there it says, "In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul." That's a verse that I really can relate to, and I believe most Christians can. And this is not an breaking down this verse. It's not what I'm going to do, but I just want to share what this verse means to me and has meant to me. Because how often don't we find ourselves in times of despair and we just beat ourselves down? And we're thinking we're not doing enough, we're not good enough. And sometimes we go too long with thoughts like that. And my testimony is that most of my experiences and encounters with God, which later has become, you know, my testimonies can be actually placed upon this scripture. You know, when God does supernatural things in our lives, our boldness grows and our inner awareness is refreshed, reminding us that it is not something that we have done ourselves, but it is God. And when it's not ourselves we testify about, you know, then it's not ourselves we testify about, but the Lord our God. And I'm not saying that this verse is a verse that has cracked some code that, you know, you can receive an answer every time you cry out. But when desperation takes over and you can just sense that your prayer turns into just a deep longing, then we are in a place where God wants us to be. Because he has a plan to give us something and he's just waiting for us. You know, it's like when God sent Moses to deliver his people out of Egypt, it says their cry went out to God and it was so loud that God answered and he sent Moses to bring them out. And I remember one Sunday here, I think it was back in June this year, I was just meditating and I was just asking God this question. This was on the Sunday. It was church. I was going to church that morning. And I said, "Lord, if I'm to reach people with your word today, what should I send? I mean, what should I say when the opportunity comes?" And that was just a sentence that had been going through my mind and I was pondering on during that service. And I was leading the service that morning, and as I was about to close it, and I was just going to say, well, you know, look, as if it's about time to close, all of a sudden a sister spoke a message in tongues. And our pastor, my father, interpreted it. And I just want to read it. I have translated it into English because it answered my question and way more than I could even imagine. But this is just shows how God works when we ask Him sometimes. And here it comes. I am sending experiences into your life so that you may see my greatness. And I will give you the opportunity and the setting and the occasion to present my testimony. For behold, you do not speak about yourself, but you speak of my work through your life. And when you do this, I will confirm it so that even the most hard-boiled, toughest person will have to reflect inwardly. For when you speak in simplicity of what I do for you, it will have its effect. Do not doubt it. Do not be timid. Do not apologize for your existence. For behold, I have planted my spirit within you, and I will make you a bold witness. Did I not do the same with Stephen? And you may say, yes, but it ended badly for him. No, it did not. It went well for him, for he won the throne of heaven as he saw my glory, and he was not afraid to declare it. Be in the same way when I show you, speak, and you will see my spirit will be there and confirm it with signs to follow. So that was really something that blew me away, how the Lord could speak a word like that. And really, we shouldn't be surprised, but sometimes we think that we don't deserve such answers from God. But we never get what we deserve, do we? We get what we need. And God, knowing what we need, you know, always. And when God speaks like this, like I just recited a prophecy that was given, something rises up within me, a boldness and courage to press on and to just long for more and to desire more of the Lord. And you can be of better use to the Lord in that state. Like I said in the beginning, when God sent Moses to Egypt, you read in Numbers 33, verse 3, it says, they departed from Ramses in the first month of the 15th day of the first month. On the day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with boldness in the sight of all the Egyptians. Now that boldness, what brought that boldness? They themselves, they knew that they had cried out to God for deliverance. And God sent them a deliverer. And all the signs that were performed, the plagues, the death angels' intervention in the Egyptian homes, it lifted their confidence that this was God's will and that he was in control, not they themselves. Therefore, they all also could have boldness. as they left Egypt. Also want to read a scripture in Luke 21, verse 13 to 15. In the verses prior to what I'm going to read, Jesus is telling them that nation will rise against nation, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, famine, pestilence, fearful sights, and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, verse 12, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you and delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. That could make them nervous. But then Jesus says in verse 13, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. So this just goes to show, when the Lord has called you and he's filled you with his Spirit, he knows every situation that you and I will be set before or put through. And he has equipped us for every single one of them. And I often do the same. I meditate in my mind, you know, what would I answer in different situations, in different occasions? You know, because we find ourselves in situations, either with colleagues at work or classmates in school or neighbors, or, and there's debates, there's discussions, and people have opinions about what this world has become. And it's hard on us sometimes. But I believe the Lord has equipped us so we don't have to meditate always on, you know, if I could just give the right answer. And I remember once I was in a situation where I could testify to a colleague, a superior colleague, one of the bosses. And I remember I was thinking too much on, I better give some great, big, huge examples. So when this colleague asked me, so what is your church all about? I started to share the testimony of my father, because in my mind, his testimony is much greater than mine. He's been through way more than me and has had more supernatural experiences than me. So I thought I would share some of those with him, and then to tell him by that is how our church was established and founded. And little did I realize that I was thinking for him that this is what he would want to hear. And after I had shared something, and he just stopped and he said, well, what about you? And I got speechless. And I thought, yeah, what about me? And I realized I had not given him a single testimony of my own experience yet. I was just sharing other people's testimony. And before I even was able to start to say the first word, we got interrupted. And I never got the opportunity again to share my testimony with him. And the lesson I learned from that was, you could say, a slap in the face. I think big in the sight of man, but I must think big in the sight of God. Because by sharing someone else's testimony, I'm telling the person that my own testimony is not enough. So by that, the Lord showed me by experience, your testimony is enough. Share to people what I have given you. And it was actually a dream God gave me prior to this experience that gave me the assurance of what had really happened. And I can share that at a later time. But I will just close for now and wish you a great day, and we'll be back for some more in the morning. God bless you.